Today's message for Sunday, 16th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Building an Enduring Faith. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, 1 John 1 verse 1. Jesus once told Peter about the possibility of his faith failing, just as it is for every believer, Luke 22 verse 32. Given the importance of faith in the kingdom, the serious Christian must labor to nurture an enduring faith that will stand the test of time. The faith experiences of the first generation of the followers of Christ was well grounded on a strong foundation of experiential faith. Today's scripture verse shows us the process of building such a solid faith. The process of building enduring faith begins with hearing the word of God. John said, "That which we have heard." Faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10 verse 17. That first level, external hearing is a necessary foundation upon which faith must be built. Next is to see with our eyes. The seeing here has nothing to do with the naked eye, but the involvement of our understanding. It is the second level hearing of the heart which births deep comprehension and persuasion. At this level, the proverbial birds of the air cannot snatch away what you have heard. Meditation in the Word of God is key to achieving this. Finally, John talks about that which our hands have handled. That is the level of reality, involving some practical experiences. At this point, you would have gained an understanding beyond the sense level. You get to this point by acting on God's word. When you act on the word and you get results, your faith becomes stronger. Do you desire an enduring faith? Avail yourself of every opportunity to read and hear the scriptures. Give time to meditation. Then, do what the scriptures say. You will end up with an enduring, result-producing faith. Further Bible reading. 1 John 1 verse 1-7. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.